for Manasquan and Rumson. Bulldogs again in purple, Manasquan in white. Jackson awaiting the winner of this one. Ball tossed up. It is won by the Bulldogs, who will move right to left on your dial. Harvey flipping off for Weiss. He will dribble right. Now come back to her left. Played by Hageman. Manasquan on a man-to-man. Here's a shot from the left elbow. Blocked away and picked up by the Big Blue. Marina Mabry up court for Flaherty. Slipping down low for Sullivan on the right baseline. Up top now for McKellen Mabry, who will step back out. Almost stepped on the half-court line. Look to drive against Hannah Miller. Go behind the back and missed the shot, but was fouled. We'll go to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, drove the right side there. Went behind her back with her right hand to get it into the paint and then was fouled.
First one coming up for Mabry. On the money gives Manasquan the 1-0 advantage.
Only three foul shots made early on the year for Mabry here.
Second one also good. Manasquan 2-0 lead. 7:26 to go in the first quarter. Manasquan full court pressure. That ball last touched on its way out of bounds by a white jersey. It will be Rumson ball. It'll be put in play by Hannah Miller.
Big size advantage for the Swan.
Deflected out again by Manasquan. Rumson will try an inbound here for a third time. It will again be Hannah Miller. In the corner, finding Weiss. Now Miller trying to get it up court. Will find Harvey, who is the point guard for this Rumson team. Saw a little bit of time last year. Up court, Weiss, the three from the left side. That's off the mark and no good. Rebound taken down by Michaela Mabry. She's tied up by Hannah Miller. Jump ball is called, and on the possession hour, it's Manasquan basketball.
Now, no press by the Bulldogs in this situation.
Marina Mabry brings it up court. Flaherty wanted the three. Now will force one from the right side. That's off the mark and no good. Rebound, Harvey had it. Couldn't hang on to it. It will be Manasquan ball, baseline right.
Box set up in the paint.
Backdoor feed. Mabry wanted Flaherty. They throw it out of bounds. Manasquan does. And the Bulldogs will get it back. Trailing 2-0 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's an interception. Mabry spinning. And McKellen Mabry on the board with a left side layup. Giving Manasquan a 4-0 advantage. 6:39 to go. Make it 38 as the ball deflected out of bounds. This pressure.
You can't throw it over him, Matt. No. That's the problem.
This pressure is unbelievable that Manasquan applies. Certainly Rumson can't throw it over because the Bulldogs smaller at every position. Here's Weiss on her way to the basket. Lost the handle on the dribble. It'll be another loose ball. This one will stay with Rumson.
Yeah, you put Michaela at the point of that press. At 5'11", just almost impossible for the smaller Rumson girls to throw it over.
Inside feed for Emma Miller off the inbounds. That will send,
I think Hageman, Amanda picked up the foul.
Send the freshman to the free throw line. Hageman with the personal, her first, team's first.
Stepping to the line, Emma Miller.
Opportunity here for Rumson to get on the scoreboard. Bulldogs traditionally a very good foul-shooting team, and Emma Miller makes the first of two.
Only 55% so far this year, though, Matt, so not up to par for them.
Miller misses the second, make it 4-1 Manasquan.
That might be the inexperience factor right there for the Bulldogs.
Flaherty on the screen and roll, has it left wing. Harvey plays her good defense. Flaherty out of control. Sullivan with the offensive rebound. She'll go up. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line. That's going to be a problem tonight for Rumson.
Offensive
trying to
glass,
block
yeah.
out on the defensive glass. And Manasquan just bigger and stronger inside. That foul for Rumson, their second team foul. It's going to get charged to Jess Harvey, her first.
Yeah, Manasquan should get numerous offensive rebounds.
Sullivan too strong on the first free throw. Second one coming up. Trying to make it a 5-1 advantage. That one is good. So Sam Sullivan, the sophomore. Older brothers Jim and Dan play football at Monmouth University. Up court for Rumson. They break the pressure this time. And that one taken away by McCallum Mabry. Took it right off the hands of Harvey. Lays it up and in. Mabry's got six to begin the game, and Rumson is in trouble. They will take a 30-second timeout. Manasquan 7, Rumson 1.
Well, we've already seen the skills of Michaela Mabry. She could dribble, obviously, with either hand, very adept at that. She could go up with the right hand or the left hand. She's got quickness all over the court. They put her at the point on the press. Just an all-around tremendous ball player, and that's one of the reasons why she's going to Notre Dame on a full-ride scholarship.
5:51 to go. Manasquan 7, Rumson 1.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot, Matt, here, but I know there was a sure conference player, I believe, from St. John Vianney that went to Notre Dame, right? Do we remember her? I know. I'm sorry I put you on the spot there. We'll get that for you guys.
Rumson putting the ball in play here. It'll be Hannah Miller to find Harvey. Break the timeline with the dribble. Righty float shot no good in the lane. Sullivan tipped it up. Goes to Rumson. The kick out and the nice. Three is on the way for Sam Sabino, the freshman. She knocks it in. Make it 7-4 Manasquan.
And she used the glass to do it from the right side corner. Used the glass.
Inside look for Marina Mabry. She will travel with the basketball. And it will be Rumson basketball. So the Bulldogs applying some pressure and getting the turnover. Harvey in the backcourt. Rumson trying to go forward, and they will. Up court for Hannah Miller on the left sideline. Coming through. Left side runner no good. Picked up by Marina Mabry. She will turn it over to Harvey. Harvey with a three-on-ones. Quickly down the center part of the lane. She's fouled on her way up, and she will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, Marina was looking for the baseball pass to her sister. Michaela came up a little bit short. Harvey, Matt, pretty quick, huh? She got down court pretty quick after she picked off that pass. Went straight to the bucket. Makes two fouls. Harvey only shooting 44 from the line, 4 for 9 before that made foul shot. Of course, Harvey, a junior.
Second one coming up. That is good.
That's something Rumson's got to do tonight. They've got to make all their foul shot attempts to stay in this one.
7-6 in favor of Manasquan. Marina Mabry will dribble it out of bounds. A little out of control running down the lane. We've got a substitution to the game for Rumson. Today, Mayfield has come in, also a freshman. Small but fast is what the Bulldogs are hoping for. Also, number 44, Claire Stefanelli has come in. Another freshman for Rumson.
George Sorlis held the ball as he picked it up out of bounds there. Gave about 4 or 5 instructions.
Harvey, man. Down the lane in a heartbeat, but blocked away by McKenna Mabry. Manasquan now on the attack. It's Mabry on the left side, goes right to the lane, kicks out for sister Marina. Drive inside. We will have an offensive foul on Marina Mabry.
Well, Marina's had a rough start so far for Manasquan. She's turned it over a couple times. That time picks up the offensive foul. She's got to settle down a little bit. Remember, only a freshman Marina is.
First foul on her, third team foul. Rumson breaks the pressure, gets it up court. Mayfield will leave off for Emma Miller, who will drive and be taken down. See who this one goes
that'll
on
be,
Manasquan.
That'll be Hageman.
Hageman, that's going to be her second. And the team's fourth.
Well, Manasquan very aggressive on defense. It's not all about offense for Manasquan. They will get after you defensively. They picked up some quick 4 team fouls already.
Off the inbound, ball was deflected around. We will have another foul on Manasquan.
That's going to be on Sullivan, I believe, right?
It's going to be her second. And the fifth team foul for Manasquan already. We're still at the 4:20 mark of the first quarter. Harvey, right corner. Bouncing up top for Stefanelli. In the corner now for Mayfield. Mayfield going to stop and pop from the left side. Way off the mark. Offensive rebound and the putback for Emma Miller inside. Gives Rumson an 8-7 advantage.
Well, the freshman Mayfield had a pretty good quarterfinal game the other night. Matt, she is as quick as Harvey on the floor.
Rena Mabry with it on the right wing. Kicks back out for Michaela Mabry. Her three, long distance, way off the mark, and the rebound taken down by Emma Miller. Harvey getting it up court. Been a competitive spirit so far for Rumson that has carried them to an 8-7 lead. Here's a shot attempt by Stefanelli. That one was blocked. It'll be Hageman taking it down the lane. Her shot was blocked, taken out by Harvey.
Melissa Pavia into the Manasquan lineup.
Off the inbound here for Rumson. Mayfield getting it up court. She is bumped and fouled by Marina Mabry. That's going to be her second and the sixth team foul for the Big Blue.
I think the quickness of the Bulldogs right now is giving Manasquan problems. Not in the scoring department, although they do have an 8-7 lead, but in the foul department as players are picking up foul, reaching fouls, and they've got to cut that out.
8-7 Rumson, 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Back into the game, Casey Weiss for Rumson. She's got her hands on the ball. She came back in with Hannah Miller. Harvey will stop and pop from the right elbow and hit. Harvey's got four, Rumson up by three. 10-7 at the three-minute mark.
Well, Harvey easily the quickest player on the court. She may be the shortest at 5'6", but she can move up and down.
Marina Mabry with a tough shot, a runner inside. Rebound by Michaela Mabry. She wanted the foul, didn't get it. Loose ball will come to Stefanelli. Rumson in their backcourt right now, trying to break this full-court pressure of Manasquan. Up court, it is Hannah Miller. Now Harvey going to try a three from the outside and hit it. Shaded right top of the key. How about the start for Rumson? Bulldogs lead it 13-7 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter.
And the crowd getting into it. Matt, as always, the Bulldogs have brought a lot of people with them.
Michaela Mabry at the right elbow going to dribble drive down the right side of the lane. She has fouled. This is going to be a shooting foul. And Mabry will go to the line for two. That foul whistled against Mayfield. That's her first and the team's third. Tell you what else Rumson has behind him here on a pretty decent crowd at the WOBN Christmas Classic. They're playing the role of the underdog, and everybody loves the underdog.
I think the neutral fans, I agree, are jumping on the Bulldogs' back and helping them in this one so far.
Well, Kayla Mabry makes the first, rims out the second. Rebound taken down by Hannah Miller. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Rumson 13, Manasquan 8. Harvey, top of the key. Her long range jumper is good. Harvey is on fire here. She's got 9 in the quarter, and Rumson has opened up a 15-8 lead. 1:52 to go in the first quarter. 30-second timeout taken by Felix Romero. We'll keep it right here.
Well, if they didn't know yet, Manasquan's got a basketball game tonight. Because at first I thought maybe they thought they had to just walk on the court. You know, when you're number one, you're the top dog, and everybody's patting you on the back and telling you how good you are, sometimes you feel like you just got to come out and, you know, play your game and you win. Well, the Bulldogs have something to say about that tonight.
Are you craving a bowl of comfort, by the way, Ed?
Not really, not yet.
All right, well, if you were, I would tell you to look no further than Atlanta Bread Company and Tom's River and Brick. They prepare 6 varieties of soup to choose from each day, plus a wide selection and choices of salads, sandwiches, and paninis.
Just so you know, I hit Atlanta Bread.
When I try to set you up, the answer
I got
is
it, I got
yes.
Say yes, exactly.
That's called helping pay the bill.
I thought you were going to hit me with a bowl of ice cream there.
1:52 to go here in the first quarter. Rumson 15, Manasquan 8. Jess Harvey has been the star so far for the Bulldogs. She's got 9.
Some different faces, which we'll talk about throughout the game, on the as the assistant coaches on the Bulldog bench, right, Matt?
Here's Mikayla Mabry bringing the ball up court. On her way to the basket, she is fouled. That's going to be on Harvey, and that's a problem. That's going to be her second.
Oh, you could ill afford to lose her as hot as she is right now. 9 points for the Bulldogs.
George Sorrell hasn't moved to the bench yet, but I think you've got to take her out, especially at the pace of which this game is being played right now.
Well, she runs this offense because they get her the ball, and she gets it up court at a high rate of speed.
Second one by Mabry is good. 2 of 2 from the line in that sequence. She's got 9 points for the game. 15-10 Rumson. Here is Mayfield. Good first electric step to the glass, and she gets it to go from the right side. Make it 17-10 Rumson.
I told you she was quick, Matt.
Here's a long-range three from Flaherty. Well off the mark, and Manasquan, a bit of their own worst enemy right now, taking bad shots and forcing things. Not going to be easy to win any game that way. Gretchen Fay will come in for the Big Blue, a 5'5 senior. Miller putting it in play. Harvey was
out of bounds when she caught it.
Pushed out of bounds.
Okay.
They will call a foul on Manasquan.
I think that was on Mikayla, right?
Well, that's going to be the 17th foul already on Manasquan. This is going to be foul shots for the remaining part of the half. The foul was on Marina Mabry. That's her third.
Wow, I thought it was a Mikayla, but it's Marina. So she will obviously have to go to the bench now as Ava Hart comes in for her.
Hart, number 20, a 5'7 sophomore. See frustration for Marina Mabry, who slams her foot on the ground as she takes a seat on the bench. Harvey making the first of the 1-1. What a quarter so far for her. She's got 10 coming into the game here for Rumson. Katie Ebner, another freshman, 6'2". She plays the center spot, the biggest of the players for Rumson.
Well, Rumson is into this ball game right now. As Stefanelli went out of the game, she slapped hands as hard as you could do with every player on the bench.
Second one by Harvey. Rims out, no good. Rebound tipped up, but it is taken down there by Fay. A check at Hart for Manasquan. Mabry penetrating, gives to Flaherty. Tough runner, no good. An awkward shot. Mayfield gets it. She's off to the races. Down the right side, will stop. Leave it off. We'll have a jump ball. As that time, Ebner came together with Hart, and on the possession arrow, it is Manasquan basketball. 1:03 to play in the first quarter. Rumson has built up an 8-point lead here, 18-10.
Can Rumson keep this pace up, Matt? I mean, we're still in the first quarter here, and it seems like they've played four quarters.
Mabry back on the left perimeter. We're going to stop and pop from the left wing. That three-pointer off the mark and no good. Rebound tipped up. Players will come together. Rumson gets it. And the Bulldogs will look to attack. That is a backcourt violation on Janae Mayfield.
Didn't have a lot, but maybe about two toes over the backcourt after she got it in the front court.
That's a little bit, again, of freshman inexperience. Got to know where you are. The inbounds pass. Flaherty reverse. Layup is missed. Off the field. Pass from Mikayla Mabry.
Flaherty a little frustrated right now. No points on the board in this first quarter.
Right side bounce pass. Saved from going out of bounds by Sabino. She's in trouble, and George Sorlis will call a timeout. 18-10 with 23 seconds. Bulldogs will try to set something up. You mentioned some of the coaching changes for Rumson. Longtime assistant Biff Wilbur retired after last year. Joe Lanza, who has been a longtime teacher in Rumson, takes his spot. Marissa Licardi, new to the staff. She's a former Rumson player. And Tracy Sabino, the other assistant for Rumson, she was with the program last year.
I would imagine Sabina is older sister of Sam?
I would think.
Yeah. So Flaherty here you know, we mentioned coming in averaging 25 a game. In just two games, she sat for the first two games of the season on that suspension that we mentioned. A little frustrated right now, throwing up some ill-advised shots, Matt.
Off the inbounds. Sabino has it. And that one deflected out of bounds by Michaela Mabry. Of course, Mabry started her career at St. John Vianney before transferring back to her hometown school of Manasquan.
Sophomore year, right?
Another deflected pass out of bounds by Manasquan. Rumson will get it again. 15.5 on the quarter clock, with the Bulldogs leading 18-10. Contact off the inbound, no call. This is Hannah Miller with the basketball, looking for some help. Has Weiss down now to 5 seconds. Harvey recognizing it, gets it back. Harvey sees it with one, steps back, fires a long three. That's off the mark, but an unbelievable start for Rumson in a game that it doesn't happen often. They would be considered a decided underdog. We'll step out, take a 30-second timeout. We're back for the start of the second quarter right after this quick break with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic, the second semifinal. Jackson awaiting the winner of this. You're listening to it all on the Shore Sports Network.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back here on the Shore Sports Network, tonight's game brought to you in part by ShopRite of Route 37 East in Toms River, proud to be a sponsor of the WOBM Christmas Classic, and by Klee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, open 7 days a week and all year long. Well worth taking a trip across the bridge. You'll find great food and friendly people at Klee's. And don't forget the Next Door Cafe, open every day for breakfast.
Well, we mentioned quite a few times, Matt, that the referees, it's a three-woman crew, let them play in the first game. Not a lot of tic-tac fouls. Well, in this one, I think it's been just the opposite. All of those tic-tac fouls have been called. Go ahead.
I think they're letting them play, but there's been fouls.
Yeah, there's been fouls. It's been Cindy Pope and Marie Jones and Deanna Vecchio, the three-woman crew.
Nice ball fake and a take to the basket for Hannah Miller as we start the second quarter. Rumson up by double digits, 20-10. Who would have thunk it?
You know, of the two sisters, Hannah looks a little bit more like Kate than anyone.
Flaherty in the right corner. Had some problems. We'll give back out to Michaela Mabry. Hart will come over, set the screen. Double team comes. Now it is Hannah Miller, played one-on-one with Mabry. Mabry able to penetrate past her, drive to the basket, called for a travel, and the turnover will get the ball back to Rumson. Really, Hannah Miller and Jess Harvey, the only players back that saw any kind of time last year for Rumson. A team that graduated 5 senior starters that all went to play college basketball last year.
Off White, off Michaela Mabry that time, and Rumson seems to be catching all the breaks.
Rumson will keep it with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and the Bulldogs up 20-10. Seven-time champions, 3 years in a row. Off the inbounds, Harvey has it. That one deflected will go all the way in the backcourt. And Rumson will let it trickle off the end line. That will allow Manasquan, however, to set up the full-court press.
Well, without Marina in there and a couple other of their starters, the press definitely not as tough. They've pulled it back somewhat.
Hageman, Sullivan, and Marina Mabry all on the bench right now in foul problems for Manasquan. Here's Hannah Miller. Bounce pass off the left side for Emma Miller. That jumper no good. And the rebound taken down by Flaherty. Quickly up court. Throws a pass down on the right block for McKellen Mabry, and she gets the right side layup to go.
Yeah, backed in nice that time on the right side and got the easy layup.
Mabry has 11 of the 12 Manasquan points right now. Here's Harvey, long range three off the mark. Would have been a big one for Rumson. Now 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Mabry breaks the timeline patiently with the right hand dribble. Rumson with subs at the table waiting to come in. Flaherty now has it on the left side. Mabry, turnaround jumper, left side. That one rimming out, no good. Good block out, and now a scramble for the ball. Rumson wins it, and the Bulldogs will break out. Harvey, good ball handler is Harvey. Inside pass, good feed from Emma Miller, who will drop it in, count it, plus one.
Miller, don't know how she got it off, but high on the glass, and it drops for Miller, and it's 22-12. Coach Sorl is doing a tremendous job of shuttling his players, keeping them fresh on the floor.
Eighth team foul there for Manasquan. 22-12, Rumson. Miller can't complete the three-point play. Rebound comes down to Mabry. Will stop and pop from the left side and hit. She's kept Manasquan in the game. 13 of the 14 Warrior points. 22-14 our score in favor of Rumson. 5:15 to go in the first half. Catch and shoot from the left corner. That one for the freshman Sabino. Off the mark. Loose ball comes to her. Right side runner, no good. Another crack inside. That put back attempt by Stefanelli, no good. George Sorlis wanted a foul. Not going to get it. And Mabry will bring it up court. Stops, throws up a three from the top of the key and hits.
Well, single-handedly, she has, as you said, Matt, Michaela Mabry kept the Warriors in this one. 22-17, and Michaela with the steal.
Flaherty maybe got away with a travel on her way to the basket, but it is a basket nonetheless. Flaherty on the scoreboard finally, and the Rumson lead, what was 10, now down to 3 at 22-19.
Hectic pace. Rumson not looking to slow it down at all. Oh, that looked like a travel there. Michaela, another steal.
So we'll have a jump ball, and it will go to Manasquan.
That was a mismatch right there with Michaela Mabry and Mayfield, you know, tied up. Jane Mayfield. She hung tough, though, Mayfield, and got the altered possession, although it does go over to Manasquan.
Set the lineups as Gretchen Fay has come back in for Manasquan. She's on with Flaherty, Pavia, Michaela Mabry, and Eva Hart. Feed down low will go out of bounds. Last touch by Manasquan. It will be Rumson basketball, and that draws some questions from the crowd who is rooting for the team in white. Problems putting the ball in play. Rumson finally able to get it. Weiss dribbles herself into a corner, needs help. And bringing it up court, Hope Lopresti, who has come in for the first time tonight. Lopresti, a junior. This one will make the Rumson bench and go out of bounds. And it will be Manasquan basketball this time. And George Sorlis walks halfway down the bench with the ball in his hands.
He's had the ball more in this first half than some of the players.
Mayfield, Lopresti, Sabino, Stefanelli, and Weiss, the five on the floor right now for the Bulldogs. 3:45 to go. Manasquan a three-pointer away from tying it up. It's 22-19 right now, Bulldogs. A lot of contact coming here, and now we will have a foul on the drive to the basket from Flaherty. That's going to be the 15th foul for Rumson.
Tom Flaherty, the assistant coach, just grabbed Felix Romero, told him to go get a drink of water. There's been some rough play in the last 30 seconds of this one.
Off the inbound now, Manasquan has it. Hart will reset the offense back near the half-court circle. Flips off on the left side. Here's a three on the way. Well short and air ball by Mabry. There's contact on every single play right now. Coming back into the game for Rumson, number four, checking in tonight for the first time, I should say. Number four, Emily Wasilik.
I will say this, Matt. I'll make a prediction right now. At the 3:29 mark of the second quarter, that fouls will play a major, have a major impact in this ball game.
Already have here in the first
exactly.
half.
Exactly.
Harvey back into the game. She's going to bring the ball up against Pavia. Hannah Miller had it. Now she will get it back to Harvey. Crossover dribble moving left. Miller open from three. Fires it up, no good. Rebound comes right back to her. Slices through the lane and gets fouled on her way back up. This should be two, not a one and one. She was in the act of shooting. It's going to be the ninth team foul for Manasquan already. They will put that one on the board and charge Faye. It to Gretchen
yeah. Faye.
First one by Hannah Miller is good. She's got 3 points now. Coming back into the game, Emma Miller.
Hannah, the best foul shooter for the Bulldogs on the early season. 13 for 17, now 14 for 18, 77%.
Second one by Miller, also good. Four in the quarter, four for the game. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Rumson 24, Manasquan 19. Here's Flaherty missing a jumper from the left side. Mabry tried to keep it alive but couldn't. And it will be Rumson basketball. Full court pressure continuing for Manasquan. Mayfield coming back to help out. Now we'll find Harvey and we'll bring it up court for the Bulldogs. Manasquan got off to a quick start, led by six. Since that point, it's really been Rumson's game. Harvey through the lane, lost the handle on it, scrambled for it. All kinds of players. Turned out to be two Rumson players that fell on top of it at the same time. They call a jump ball, and it will be Manasquan on the possession arrow.
That Manasquan press, Matt, just not the same without Sam Sullivan and Marina Mabry in the game for the Warriors. Just not the same kind of pressure.
2:15, Mabry with it in the right side. Kicks out Flaherty, three on the way from the wing. That one rims out, no good. Good block out by Hannah Miller, who pinned off Mabry, couldn't get to the ball. Harvey against Mabry, has her pocket picked, and Mabry will lay it up with the right hand. So quick, that's the second time tonight she's done it against Harvey, who is a very good ball handler.
Got to be careful of those reaching, though, fouls.
Hannah Miller gets taken down, no call. Another loose ball. That's going to be a jump. This time on the possession hour, it's going to be Rumson basketball.
Now, do you remember, Matt, in the pregame, and I said that Rumson, don't be surprised if every one of them at some time is on the floor. Well, in that case right there, all five purple jerseys were on the floor.
Turnover here for the Bulldogs. We'll go back to Manasquan. 1:44 to play in the first half. Bulldogs 24, Warriors 21.
Remember, this one was 20 to 10 at one time.
Yep, 20 to 10 and 22 to 12.
All right.
Since that point, Manasquan has answered back. Mabry in the high post, flips off her Flaherty left corner. She's bumped by Mayfield on her way to the basket. That's going to be the 16th foul for Rumson. Second one on Mayfield.
So both teams now will be in the bonus.
Checking back into the game for Rumson, Katie Ebner, the 6'2 freshman center. Off the inbound, Mabry gets it. Steps back from the three-point line, lets one go. Tried to draw the foul. This one will go out of bounds. Last touch by Rumson. It will be Manasquan basketball.
Wow.
Neither coach has agreed with any calls tonight. Off the inbound, Pavia open. She'll fire up an air ball from the left side. Harvey is fouled by Flaherty. That's going to be her first. That's going to result in two foul shots now for Harvey, as that's the 10th team foul on Manasquan.
These are free points now for the Bulldogs. Got to take advantage of this situation, and the Warriors got to be careful. They just can't keep putting the Bulldogs on the line, not when they're shooting two every time. Got the benefit of a soft rim that time.
Harvey's played really well here so far for the Bulldogs, missing the second. She's got 11 points. Ball deflected out. It was last touched by Rumson. And it will be Manasquan basketball. Squan might hold for one here.
I can't believe that, Matt. Maybe because of the foul situation.
60 seconds to go. It is Hart with the basketball right now. The kick out. Flaherty open from the left wing. Her three. Rimming out, no good. Rebound taken down by Stefanelli. Here come the Bulldogs right back. Stefanelli, a jump stop in the lane. Ran into a Manasquan player. Jump ball. We've only seen about 10 of those tonight. And on the possession hour, it's Manasquan basketball.
I think that's on the low number, the low end, Matt. Anywhere from 10 to 15 jump balls. We've seen about six in the last 30 seconds.
Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press will talk about this game and the state of the Shore Conference and girls hoops with Ed coming up at halftime. Manasquan now with under 30 to go. Flaherty with the basketball, left perimeter, looks to drive. Leaves off for Pavian. Now the bounce pass for Hart. She's open from the right wing, threw up a brick. Pavia with the loose ball rebound. She threw up an air ball. And then it was Emma Miller to come down with it. She's fouled, and she'll get two foul shots here for Rumson.
Well, that's team foul number 11 for the Warriors. So there have been 17 fouls called already in this first half on both teams. That's a lot of fouls. She makes the first.
Coming back into the game will be number 5, Hope Lopresti.
Good move to get Harvey out of the game here. Don't want to pick up anything.
Second one by Miller. Rattling home. Gets both of them to go. And Casey Weiss will come back in. Sabino will come out. Emma Miller has 7. 14 seconds as Mabry breaks the timeline with the dribble. Left side pass, almost deflected out of bounds. Flaherty will launch a long three, an unnecessary shot. Long rebound comes down to Hart. Back to Mabry with the clock set to expire. She'll miss the three. And Rumson will head into the locker room, leading this one 27-21. Just a 9-point quarter for the Bulldogs, 11 for Manasquan. But it is Rumson who leads this one 27-21, a very impressive performance so far for the Bulldogs. They got a bunch of points from Jess Harvey and contributions from Emma Miller with 7, Hannah Miller with 4. And right now it is Rumson who leads this one 27-21. We'll step out, take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, Ed will talk things over with Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press, who knows as much about Shore Conference basketball on the girls' side as any that you will be able to hear from. We'll do it all after this quick timeout, a 60-second break. We'll come back with more. Rumson 27, Manasquan 21. We're back after this on the Shore Sports Network.
1-800-526-RUGS.
Need new carpet or flooring? It's a brand new year, and it's going to be a good one. And Smart Carpet and Flooring is helping to start this year off right with our annual New Year's sale. Going on right now, you can shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Plus, save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. That's right, an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. Plus, pay only $49 for your installation. We even moved your furniture. Need new hardwood flooring? How about solid oak hardwood flooring from $4.99 a square foot installed? Or solid Brazilian cherry from $6.99 a square foot installed? Need laminate flooring, vinyl flooring, tile? We have incredible deals on everything. So take advantage of this once-a-year sale and save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. And call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And we are back here at halftime of what could be one of the more major upsets in the last few years, as Rumson leads it 27-21 over the top-ranked team in the state of New Jersey. It's early in the year, but number one is number one. They lead it 27-21 over Manasquan, and I am joined by the Asbury Park Press beat reporter on the girls' side, Josh Newman. Josh, welcome.
Thank you, Ed, for having me.
Hey, it's a wild one. What do you think?
It's been a crazy night. We had Point Pro go down in the first game. We have Manasquan on the ropes here. I think that everybody thought that Manasquan and Point Pro would play tomorrow, just not in the third place game. So I guess we'll see.
Well, we've got another half to see if that happens. But, you know, I mean, you know, you got one of the great coaches in the history of the Shore Conference in George Sorlitz, if not the state of New Jersey. He's won it 3 years in a row, 7 out of the last 10 years. I mean, why would we think anything less?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people were kind of thinking exactly what you just said. You know, it's a young Rumson team. It's a very good Manasquan team, but it's still Rumson. It's still Sorlitz. And no matter how young they are, those kids will always be very prepared coming into a game.
Well, let me ask you this. The pace has been 100 miles an hour. Can Rumson sustain this for another, you know, 16 minutes?
Well, Rumson under Soros, I mean, it's never been a group that is built to go up and down at a very fast pace like they're going. And, you know, as we said, it's a very young team. I think it's going to be tough for this particular group to continue to go up and down with a Manasquan team like this.
But what he does, you know, what he's done so far in this first half is he's shuttled a lot of different girls in. And although they are young and inexperienced, you know, Matt and I were talking, sometimes that plays into a, you know, plays a little bit better because they got no pressure on them. They're expected to not, you know, play well.
Right.
They're freshmen. They have no pressure.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, he's going 9 or 10 deep. And,
right.
You know, once it gets to the fourth quarter, if you're shuttling kids back and forth like that, you're going to have some fresh legs coming in and out, you know, with 2 minutes left and 3 minutes left. And as you said, I mean, something like that, yeah, I mean, that could play into their hands late.
You know, the Manasquan pressure, you know, the press to start the game was so impressive, but it created a lot of fouls. I think, unlike the first game where I thought the referees let them play, there were no ticky-tack fouls in that first game, you know, until, you know, near nitty-gritty time,
right,
near the end when Hughes picked up her fourth and so on. But in this one, it's every contact, and there have been some, you know, some big contact, but every foul being called.
Yeah, Manasquan, I mean, they're very aggressive, as you said. I mean, they look to press off a made basket, and they're very aggressive. And, you know, a Marina Mabry, she was a little too aggressive, you know, reaching, being aggressive. She picked up three early fouls. Sam Sullivan has two fouls. And that's going to be a problem because Manasquan, to begin with, is not all that deep. And to have two starters in foul trouble, not good.
Well, you know, they have players on the court that are not used to scoring and basically maybe not even used to playing.
Right,
you know, with
right.
those subs because of Sullivan and Mabry on the bench and you know, Hageman on the bench. You know, players that on the court for Manasquan, you know, they've got to look to Flaherty and to Michaela. Michaela, you know, 18 points. She's doing the job, but Flaherty, a very tough night so far.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing right now. I mean, it's 27-21 Rumson, but if you look at Flaherty, she has 2 points. She hasn't really gotten going yet. She's had a bunch of open looks. She's just ice cold right now. If she can get going and Manasquan keeps doing what they're doing, staying aggressive, but not too aggressive, keep everybody on the floor, and if Flaherty gets going, this could turn around very, very quickly.
Marina Mabry, young, inexperienced. You know, a lot of people, when you say the word Mabry, a lot of people, and I don't believe this, are saying that Marina could be better than Michaela already. I don't see that tonight.
I mean, I've seen enough of the younger Mabry. I mean, she has the opportunity down the road to be very, very good and maybe even better than her sister. But to say that she's better than her sister, a Notre Dame recruit right now, it's probably a little much right now at this point.
Hey, on the other side, Jess Harvey, quickest person on the court in this game.
Oh, yeah, she's been outstanding. She had a huge game on Tuesday in the quarters, and she's coming out here now. You know, when Rumsfeld went down 7-1, they went on that 12-0 run to get back into it. That was all Harvey. She was hitting from all over the perimeter. All tournament long, she's been outstanding.
You know, she just creates her shot. Then also for Rumsfeld, you've got the Miller sisters, some good blood there.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
you know, I mean, it's just a classic George Sorlis team, you know. You just can't get over it. And unless you've seen him coach for the last 20 or 25 years, you just, you know, you sit back. And by the way, Rumsfeld has brought the town with them, and they are jumping on the, you know, the Bulldogs here and helping them through this.
Yeah, week. There's a lot of cheerleading going on on that bench. That's usually a very, you know, a boisterous bench, that Rumsfeld team, but this is really something different. Sorrels can get a little fiery on the sideline, but he's going a little beyond what he usually is. He knows that this is a big game, and people think that he is not supposed to win it. He knows it, and he's coaching like it.
Well, you know, I remarked in the first half that there were a couple of loose balls that went in front of the bench there that he grabbed, and he had more ball time than some of the players on the court.
That's not shocking.
He held the ball and walked down the entire length of the court before he gave it back to the official.
He's a little nervous. He kind of knows what's at stake right now. He's coaching like it right now.
Well, Josh, it's been a great first half. I expect nothing but the same in the second. Let's see if the Bulldogs could withstand it and pull it off.
Absolutely. Ed, thanks for having me.
Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. Let's take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back here with second half action. We've got a upset in the making here. Rumsfeld leads it 27-21 over the Warriors of Manasquan in this second semifinal contest. You are listening to the WOBM Christmas Tournament, the 28th annual Christmas Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.